are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, with News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Glad to have you back. I'm going to wrap up this week right here on Locked On Spurs with a couple of topics that I think, you know, need to be discussed. The first one is obvious. You know, the Spurs Mavericks, you know, what are the Spurs going to need to do against Dallas to right the ship after getting embarrassed in San Francisco against the Warriors? But that's later on. I guess the bigger question right now is LaMarcus Aldridge. And look, heading into the season, what did we hear? He's committed to the three-point shot, that he's working on his range, that that's all he did when he was hurt and did not go to the bubble. And he, you know, worked on that aspect of his game. And so far, it's been a dud, to say the least. We're going to be discussing if LMA should just totally abandon it, what's going on with that, or if he should still hammer it away and eventually hopefully get his rhythm back. Do that and more. I am joined by Spurs Zone contributor Paul Saldana. Paul, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. It's been a while, buddy.
It has been a while. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Not a problem. Thank you for taking time out, too. But let's go ahead and dive right into this. Look, you heard the setup right now, Paul, that, you know, LMA, you know, was supposed to be this three-point threat now. It's going to open the space for the Spurs. You know, be that big man that's going to knock down those threes, because the Spurs, frankly, don't have that. And so far, at least through X amount of games already, Paul, it really hasn't panned out. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, LaMarcus sure has struggled being the ideal stretch five for this team. But, you know, I'm going to believe in, you know, the talent. I know he's getting up there in age, but, I mean, he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I think he can figure it out. You know, this season he's at 25%, which is obviously not where we want it to be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang it. And we've been saying that about DeMar DeRozan. He's not a 3-point shooter. And, you know, he's kind of silenced some of the critics so far, stretching out, you know, beyond the arc. So I'm gonna say just hang tight. You know, last night was one of those. It was one of those nights. You know, everyone was cold. You know, it wasn't a fun game to watch as a Spurs fan. But I think they can turn it around. There's plenty of time to turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, still, you're right. Yeah, what are they, 15 games in already into the season? Mm-hmm. And, yeah. I mean, that's for everybody. You know, they all have time to get things going. But if we're just focusing on LMA and his three-point shot that he, you know, openly was committed to and embraced it, well, it hasn't really panned out. Let's look at what he's done so far in the last few games. He went 0-for-3 against the Warriors in a loss. 0-for-1 against Portland versus Houston, that last meeting that he didn't even attempt one. And then in the embarrassing loss to Houston when they had, what, like two guys on the court, Paul? He goes 1-for-6. He hasn't really had a breakout, quote-unquote, or at least a good three-point shooting outing. You have to go all the way back to their win against the Lakers in Los Angeles where he hit 3 3-point shots, 3 of 7. Overall, it hasn't worked out. Now, could you attribute that to the shoulder surgery he had in the offseason? Maybe. But he said he's 100% healthy. Do you think there's going to come to a point where maybe you or maybe the coaching staff are going to say, you know what, LMA, this was a nice experiment, but let's just go back to your bread and butter?
Well, I think they're at a point of no return. I mean, once you get him, you know, starting to practice, putting the time and effort to you know, to get this shot to fall down, you know, you want to keep at it. You know, it's you know, it's late in his career. He's trying to add something new to, you know, milk out a few more seasons, you know, hopefully with the Spurs. And, you know, I don't think you can't abandon it because you need it for the offense. Because we've seen what this offense can look like when we have some capable three-point shooters. You know, with that, when everyone's a threat, you know, when Rudy Gay's knocking down and Patty Mills, you know, when we get FIBA Patty, you know, it's an extra threat. And, you know, 25% isn't where, you know, it's going to be all season. Just if we hang it, you know, hang in there. You know, don't give up on the experience. That's the main thing, because, you know, you definitely need it to help this offense, you know, continue to to, you know, hang in there, because, you know, with the other teams around the league.
Yeah, you look at what he's doing this season, and we kind of went over some of the individual games, but, you know, look, in the Spurs are undefeated when he hits three or more three-pointers. They're 2-0 this season. But at the same vein, when he doesn't shoot the ball well, the Spurs are 6-1. When he shoots, I think about 20% and below. So it seems to me like it's one of those things, you live with him or you die with him in that department. You either live with it that he's going to make them, and that's great, he's going to help the Spurs, or you die with it. Do you think maybe they should do something in the middle, Paul, where they say, okay, LMA, we're at halftime now and you're 0-5. Let's just stop it, you know, moving forward. They say shooters have to shoot, but he's never been a shooter from that range. And also, too, Paul, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And he's trying to learn a new trick in the later stage of his career. There's a part of me now that I'm going to still stick with it if I'm the coaching staff. But I'm getting close to a point where I'm going to say, you know what, just scrap it. Let's just get those 20-plus outings. You do what you do best, LMA, which is mid-range shots, you know, buckets, you know, that fadeaway shot, going to the rim, getting the hoop and harm, something like that. And I just feel that if they still commit to this, and those are lost possessions, those are empty offensive possessions, and, you know, what defenses are going to start noticing that he's not that great of a shooter, and they're going to slack off, and thus making more problems. As of right now, Paul, he's not a floor spacer for the Spurs as they maybe hoped that he'd be. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, if the defenders are going to slack off, you know, I'm pretty sure LaMarcus is fine taking a few steps forward and drilling, you know, mm-hmm. a long two in there, you know, to kind of, you know, combat that, counter that action. But, watching the games, I don't see any of his 3-point attempts like outside of the offense. You know, they're all kind of, you know, good enough attempts. You know, he's open. It's, you know, he's never really contested. You know, they're just not going in. As long as it's not disrupting the offense, which I don't think I've seen that, you know, fire away. Because, I mean, sometimes, you know, the percentages as a team, you know, sometimes you do just got to jack up, you know, 30, 40 yeah. three-point shots. You know, sometimes you got to let it fire.
Let's not forget this, too. I mean, it's been weird in San Antonio in the sense of when the Popovich era, he's never really encouraged three-point shooting, and now this season he is, and he's telling these guys, don't pass up a three-point shot. Do you think that factors in as well, that that's what Pop is hammering in their heads, you know, collectively, all the players, like, if you see a three, take it. You think that could be a factor in this as well?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely part of the, you know, it's got to be part of the coaching's game plan, you know, the coach's game plan to guys that you can't be passing up open threes. You know, the odds are, the percentages will play out, and, you know, the more you take, you know, the better, you know, the better chances of winning, you know, in this type of NBA, you know, in the 2021 NBA season, you know, sometimes you do just gotta fire away, and some nights you'll have, was it 12% last night?
Such
nights, you know, we'll get, you know, 35-40%, you know, just, if we're lucky, a 50% night, you know, one of the, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get an invite to the three-point shootout whenever the All-Star game comes back at this rate. I mean, seriously, Paul. But, no, I'm like I said, I'm getting really close to hoping the Spurs just scrap it already. It seemingly is not working out, and I think his better three-point shooting performances are going to be too far and few between. I would rather him at least go to something that works for him throughout his career, which is the mid-range game and the post play, versus something he's never been adept to. And I, you know, kudos to him for stepping up and wanting to embrace that aspect of his game. And look, he's in a contract year. Let's not forget this. You know, this is his final contract year in San Antonio. Whether he stays or not, you would think that he would want to show other teams, if he decides not to stay in San Antonio or Spurs pass on him, that he can fit in this modern NBA. As far as having a big shoot the three, hasn't worked out though, Paul. What do you think? You think, based on what you've seen so far, that would you, let's put on your Spurs GM cap, would want to keep a guy, a big in the NBA that isn't a three-point threat, or at least a deep threat, Or do you think the Spurs would be better off seeing him go off and, you know, good luck to LMA elsewhere?
Well, if you look at the other centers on the roster, you know, they're not three-point threats either. We've got Poeltl, you know, yeah. His shooting mechanics still, you know, are still a work in progress. And I guess Eubanks, is he technically the third, maybe Lyle, you know, whoever the five is. You know, they're not
Lyles, yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to consider Lyles, you know, the small ball five, you know, I mean, he can stretch the floor enough, but, I mean, it's not going to be anything different from what LaMarcus can do. And LaMarcus can, you know, ideally, you know, work the boards a little better, you know. But, you know, it's just like we said, an old dog, new tricks, you know. If, you know, it does make sense, you know, thinking as a GM, you know, hey, have a plan B, yeah. You know, get back on the block, you know, get to the free throw line, sometimes mm-hmm. You got to play it like that, you know, get back to the, I'm looking at his stats. He's only averaging one attempt.
Yeah. That's not good.
So far. So it's, yeah, you got to get back, get to the free throw line, catch a rhythm. You see DeMar do this in the game, you know, you see him struggling in the beginning of the game or late in the game, he'll attack, get to the free throw line, kind of get himself, you know, work himself out of the funk. And that's what the good players do around this league. You know, that free throw line's there for a reason. Sometimes you got to attack in a way to get to the line. And if your shots, the outside shots aren't falling in, take the easy shot.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. All right. Those are our thoughts on LMA and his 3-point shooting. I'm of the opinion of, yeah, it's getting close to closing it down. And while Paul's being very optimistic and he's saying fire away LMA. But when we get back, we're going to shift gears and talk about tonight's matchup, Spurs versus Mavericks. But before we do that, there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. You got NFL games, you know, NBA games, pretty much all the sports leagues out there that you can bet on at betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports books experts. We are back, and I'm joined by Spurs Zone contributor Paul Saldana. He has a post, hopefully by the time people are listening to this, a new one coming out. It's about Curry and, what he had to say about Popovich. So looking forward to that. Paul, nowadays you can't separate sports and politics, can you?
No, you can't. And, let's tease out the post I'm working on and hopefully the listeners will give it a read and share it around. And, you know, Pop and Steve Kerr have always seemed to be, at the forefront of, being active mm-hmm. outside of basketball, you know, within the community and getting people out there to vote or just be a productive member of, you know, your community.
Paul puts out some great content again, and he's going to be one knocked out of the park. Hopefully it's up by now. Before you listen to this episode of Locked On Spurs. If not, it's definitely going to come out soon. All right, let's go ahead and dive right back into it. Paul, Spurs and Mavericks tonight back in San Antonio, the first meeting between the Texas teams. When you look at the matchups tonight or just the game overall, just on paper, you know, what is something you're hoping the Spurs will do so they can get the W tonight versus Dallas?
Well, I mean, the clear answer is bounce back from the three-point line.
Yeah,
you got to see, you know, we saw some pretty bad shots against Golden State, you know, a couple air balls, just get the offense back on schedule. And, you know, the Mavericks, you know, could be the team to get that done. You know, these two teams are going to be fighting. It appears, you know, going to be fighting for that 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all bunched up. It's still early, but hey, you get a tiebreaker, you know, you win this game, you know, you have a couple tiebreakers in your favor at the end of the season. You know, it's still a long ways away, but
Despite the Spurs being 8-7, you know, they at least have been competitive. You know, they shouldn't be 10-7 at minimum right now. They had no excuse getting beat by Houston in that first game, like in that home series, mm-hmm. and then losing the way they did to Utah. But nevertheless, it is what it is. The Spurs come in 8-7 tonight, and the Mavericks come in 7-7. Are you a little surprised the Mavericks are 500 right now?
Well, I mean, they're missing their, you know, their their number two guy. Yeah. You know, they got the, you know, Luka and all the MVP buzz entering the season. And, you know, Porzingis is a dude, can dude's a nightmare out there. He can he can shoot, he can rebound, he can block, protect the rim. He's that ideal stretch five, you know, everyone in the NBA is looking.
You mean
for
something the Spurs don't have?
Exactly, yeah. So he's going to be a handful. You know, I've seen Luka and KP, you know, in person. That was the last game I went to last year, the home loss. And I think, what, about a week or two later, that's when they won and the season got shut down or postponed. You know, seeing those two guys, you know, they're just so big. They're a matchup nightmare, you know, but both of them. And, you know, they're going to have their hands full. But, you know, I love seeing Lonnie, DeJounte, Keldon, Vassell, you know, those guys, you know, that they bring the Spurs defense brings a punch compared to last year. You know, these guys are moving, they're hustling. And, you know, it starts with, you know, protecting that 3-point line and, you know, getting the rebounds. You know, sometimes it can be that simple. And, you know, when the Spurs lose, you can tell it's, you know, they're getting out rebounded.
Yeah, for me, it starts obviously with Luka. They got to figure out a way to contain him. Look, as of this recording, we do not know if Derek White will be back in time. Likely not. But Derek White does a decent job on Luka. And I say decent, at least he makes him work. But Luka is just on a different level. You know, this is insane, Paul. But did you know this? In 7 career games versus the Spurs, Doncic is averaging 28.3 points per game. And that is the 4th highest scoring average he has against any franchise. And the highest, number one, against any Western Conference opponent. When he sees a silver and black uniform, Paul, he goes bananas. And so far, he's done that throughout his short career. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, he puts it on San Antonio. Now, obviously, that's going to be the first thing to do is try to slow him down. Good luck, Spurs defense. Your Lonnie and DeJounte, Keldon, maybe at times. But here's the thing for me. Against a Dallas team like this, if you want to break it down, they cannot be doing what they've been doing this season. That is having ridiculously slow starts and horrible third periods. I went ahead and broke down the scoring by quarter just to see, you know, okay, what's going on with the Spurs? You know, as of this recording, the Spurs averaged 27.5 points in the first quarter. They allow opponents close to 30 points in that opening round. Now, you fast forward to the third quarter, which has been an issue for the Spurs. They're averaging about 26.9 points in that third, and they're allowing 29 points in the third period as well. They usually dominate the second, but it's even in the fourth quarter, there's no clear cut. Spurs average 27 points in the fourth quarter, and opponents average 27. They cannot be affording having these slow starts and lackluster third quarter is coming out of halftime, especially a team that has Luka that has proven historically he can give it to San Antonio. Paul, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about slow starts. You know, I'm surprised last night, against the Warriors, surprised Pop didn't do that old move where all 5 starters, you know, hit the bench.
Yeah.
After, you know, after such a slow start, you know, I thought that was coming, but, you know, he held through and, you know, it turned out, you know, it didn't, you know, did backfire. But, you know, the Spurs bench seems to be, you know, bailing them out, kind of helps out so much because, you know, Rudy Gay and Patty Mills have both been playing, you know, pretty great this season, you know. So good. They've been more than what we thought they'd bring us. So, and then, of course, you know, Vassell's, you know, when he's out on the court with the second unit, like, that dude's just making play. Dude, he looks like a, you know, just a savvy veteran. And you know, he's only played in a handful, you know, over a dozen games, you know.
Yeah, so, or as Pop called him, a natural basketball player.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you watch the broadcast, you know, Sean Hill is always just complimenting, his shooting. And you know, he can stroke it from three. If, you know, it'll be fun to watch a game where he goes off for, you know, a couple triples. But, you know, these slow starts, you know, like especially against, you know, what happened against the Warriors, you know, that needs to, you know, they got to figure out a way to get, you know, like I said, get to the free throw line, you know, get the ball movement has always been, you know, once we see that happening, you know, the Spurs can, you know, just get out and run once the ball's moving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they got to get that scoring up. They got to get in transition They have to value the ball, and that's one thing they've been doing great this season, valuing the ball. They lead the league in the fewest turnovers per game, and that's something they have to keep on doing tonight versus Dallas. Another key thing is this, if you look historically at these two teams, even pre, you know, Luka, only three of the last 17 regular season games between Dallas and San Antonio have been decided more than 7 points. So it doesn't matter if, you know, if teams are stacked or not. These games usually go down to the wire. The good news is that the Spurs have gone 12-5 in those 17 games. So historically, the Spurs seem to get the better of Dallas, despite Luka Doncic putting up the numbers he does. Another key for me heading into tonight's matchup is this. Play better at home. I know this is a weird NBA season, but the Spurs have a terrible home record versus a road record. You know, that's not a sign of a championship team, let alone a playoff team. If you cannot defend your home turf, then you're likely not going to even make the playoffs. Paul, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think you said it best. You know, chalk it up. It's a weird season. You know, they're missing, what is it, like almost 16, 17, 18, you know, however many thousand people. You know, Spurs fans just screaming, you know, the Coyote coming out with the guitar, motorcycle, getting the crowd pumped. You know, it's you know, it has been weird. You're watching games like it's just so quiet. You know, it's just the PA system making the defense noise. Right. Like, you know, it's clear, it's pretty clear these, you know, players feed off, you know, the energy from the crowd. And you know, the home record, you know, everyone's home records, you know, going to be down this year. You know, just because, hey, people are coming in fresh. You know, these players can't really go out anywhere, you know, without breaking protocols. So, yeah. You know, they're getting, you know, it's not so much, you know, the bubble where, you know, travel and all that, you know, was so limited, you know, but, hey, you know, these players are going to, you know, they should be ideally rested for, you know, night in and night out, you know, except when they're, you know, these back-to-backs.
Well, there's your quick preview of tonight's game. But we're not done talking about your Spurs. When we get back, catch you up on some news and notes that you may have missed regarding the silver and black. We are back, and I'm joined by Paul Saldana. He is a contributor at the Spurs Zone, and he has a great article that hopefully is out by now, but if not, it's going to come out any moment now, sometime today. So can't wait for you to read that as well. Paul, let's go ahead and catch up everybody with some news and notes that they may or may have not missed, but it'd be fun just to talk about. So Robert Horry, he went on ESPN's The Jump recently and shared a couple of the moments, more of his memorable moments as a Spur. Now, I know a lot of Spurs fans kind of soured on Big Shot Rob, the way he's kind of thrown some shade at the Spurs since his time is over in San Antonio. But he picked two of his favorite moments: the dunk on Rip Hamilton in the finals, so the 05 finals against the Pistons, and of course the infamous hip check on Steve Nash. Interesting though, and I've seen that hip check time and time again. I never even noticed until it was pointed out that he threw an elbow at Rajah Bell afterwards. What do you remember about those two plays?
Oh man, I remember just being so excited when Ori just threw Nash did flop into the stands, but yeah. Man, what a weird time. You know, it was a playoffs, you know, and then you have all those players suspended for Phoenix, like, and then you had Tim Duncan with on the Ringer a couple weeks ago, and kind of reliving what happened. Rajah Bell still not over it. That was a fun podcast to listen to. Yeah, I just remember. I remember being so shocked that they actually suspended everybody and thinking like, well, Spurs are gonna, you know, advance because, you know, the technicality kind of. You know, it would have been a lot cooler to beat them when you're at their full strength. But hey, they still advanced, and you know, that's how it played out that year.
All right, continuing on with some Spurs news and notes. What did you think about this? That the Spurs, as far as value wise, they rank outside of the top 10 in franchise value among the NBA. They actually came in 13th, tied with the Wizards. They're at a loss right now, but They're the third least valuable team in Texas, despite winning the most championships among the Texas teams. Is that just simply small market vibe right there, Paul?
Yeah, you know, that's just the smaller market, San Antonio compared to Houston, where I live, and then Dallas. You know, we're San Antonio's a one team town, and at least they're ahead of halfway. Mm-hmm. That's something good. That's a good mark for, a team that's, in a small market like San Antonio. But, number 13 on the list, number one in all our hearts, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Number one, of course, is New York with the Knicks. But then again, Look where they're at in New York. That's New York. They just got to be physically in New York and you already get amount of attention that's going to get piled on you. One more thing, Paul, before we let you go. Is this, are you going to get yourself a Spurs City Edition Fiesta 2021 medal?
Ooh, the Fiesta medal. And I haven't celebrated Fiesta in so long because, I've lived away from San Antonio for a few years now, being here in Houston. I think if I look for it online, I do need to get my medal.
Are you
going to
get yourself a Fiesta jersey, though, like the physical jersey?
I've been debating. I might wait for the old Father's Day or birthday.
Yeah.
Ask for the Fiesta jersey, but then it's gonna be who do I want? Do I want to do a throwback?
Make it custom and have your name on it.
Yeah. I mean, my two favorite players right now are honestly the older guys, LaMarcus and DeMar, and who knows if they'll be on the team next season. I don't want to, go one and done. But, I love Vassell. That dude's just so awesome. Hopefully he's here for, a decade plus. But maybe a white Walker would look nice. I did order me a new Spurs dad hat, though.
Oh, yeah, I prefer those type of hats versus the Elmer Fudd-looking ones. I don't like it. They're too stiff. The brim is just so stiff. It's not flexy at all. I like it to be flexible, malleable for me to form fit to me. But I'm not a dad, though.
I go backwards.
But can I still use them, though, even though I'm not a dad?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Cool. There's dad hats, and then I think once we get up there in age, you're good. But yeah, when it comes to those flat bills, I usually do the turnaround where go backwards hat and then dad hats forward with. And I like the little smaller icon look. I got the Spurs logo, and then the one coming in's the Fiesta colored regular old Spurs icon.
All right. Yeah. Well,
to the collection.
Well, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about LMA and his 3-point shot? Should he totally abandon it? Should the Spurs tell him to just stop? Or you agree with Paul? Keep on shooting away, LMA. Also, what do you think about tonight's game, Spurs Mavericks? What are your keys for a win? The obvious answer, is Luka. But Paul is saying that, no, the bench still needs to do their thing, as they've been seeing so far, if the Spurs want to get a W. Tell us what you think. We need to hear from you. Paul, tell everybody how they can interact with you.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter a lot. It's my name, P. Saldana 52, at P. Saldana 52. So hope you all enjoy the what we got in store for y'all at Spurs Zone. So thanks for listening and reading to the stuff, that whenever I put out. And with Jeff. Thanks. There you go. Thanks for the opportunity too, Jeff.
Not a problem. But give Paul a follow right now. He's a great follow. And definitely his articles, are really, home runs. They're good. And the one he has on tap for you, whether it's been out already or not, but it's coming, you're going to really enjoy it. As for me, you can follow the Spurs Zone at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. And make sure to subscribe to the Locked On Spurs podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes, everywhere. I mean, there's literally no excuse for you to not find Locked On Spurs. And one of the podcasts that we have on the network is called Locked On Bets. Now, if you're going to be betting on the Spurs, you don't have to be guessing a lot. You get to remove the guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, quick hitting advice, make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And as for Locked On Spurs, we'll be definitely keeping up with the latest and greatest, from game recaps to special guests. to fan episodes. We had one yesterday. Go check out what a Spurs fan had to say about trading LaMarcus Aldridge. Paul, how about that? If that's still on the table.
No.
And much, much more. So for Paul Saldana, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.